When this religious group first came to North America, many citizens did not know what to make of their interesting religious dancing. The name we know them by was derived from how they moved and how they worshipped. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In 1774, the group we know as the Shakers first came to America, settling initially in Albany, New York.
They were led here by a woman named Mother Ann Lee. She was sort of the spiritual leader of the Shakers, and they came from England, like many other groups, to be able to come to the Americas and practice religious freedoms.
Carrie Holland is the director of the Hancock Shaker Village, one of the communities the sect established. The Shakers had similar Christian ideals to other groups already in the New World. However, there were nuances to their brand of religion.
They were celibate. They believed strongly in the confession of sin and some other various values-driven elements like pacifism, equality of race and gender. So it was largely recognized as a very progressive religion for its time.
People often ask, why were they referred to as the Shakers?
Their worship was largely noted for these ecstatic moments. They had dance and what we would call now speaking in tongues. So it was expressed very vividly through song and movement.
Some of the movements were choreographed as a group. Since they had some beliefs similar to Quakers, they were known as the Shaking Quakers, which was later shortened to Shakers. This village here at Hancock was established in 1790.
They wanted to create these utopian societies, this utopian way of living where they could practice as they wanted to practice, and they lived a very deliberate life. So there was no minute of downtime. They were very disciplined.
The farming practices here were not only to sustain the village, but represented forward-thinking methods of the era. That part of the story next time as we travel the countryside near Pittsville, Massachusetts. I'm Andrew McCrae.